Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
This is quite the group.
Yes, we are all.
You get the sense that Ileana Russ Leighton's field office in Miami doesn't often see a dozen frustrated constituents show up in person. There was no formal organization leading the charge, just pairs of people who share a church or a workplace who got together online to push for a public meeting about the future of the Affordable Care Act. Here's Kathy Hirsch.
I'm concerned about Obamacare because my children are using that. But my main concern right now is access to our representatives.
As far as Obamacare goes, Ross Leighton's district is home to more people who got coverage through the Affordable Care Act's exchanges than anywhere else in the country.
People in this district will die if ACA is repealed and not replaced with something equivalent or better.
That's Kirsten Wood.
I am not the kind of meet with your Congress people political animal. So this is new and frankly difficult for me, and it's incredibly disheartening to realize how hard it is to get access to our representative.
After a short wait, the voters went in four at a time to talk with Ross Leighton's chief of staff. Librarian Paige Morgan was among the first to come back out.
I felt as though we were stonewalled and just given excuses and told repeatedly that she's not running away, she's not trying to hide.
She says she thinks she'll have to make time to come back for the foreseeable future. In a statement, Ross Leighton says she values constituent feedback but can't accommodate every request for a meeting. Her office did not respond to questions about how long constituents should have to wait to have their phone calls returned. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.